The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, as you would have heard, a medical panel of specialists have found that the baby deaths said to have been caused by Lucy Letby were due either to natural causes or to errors in medical care. They say they did not find any murders after presenting their impartial evidence-based report. That's how they describe it. John Sweeney is co-host of Lucy Letby, Was There Ever a Crime? John, what was it about this case that first raised alarm bells for you?
It was very simple. The day she was convicted, I tweeted, "Sometimes the law gets it wrong." And the reason I did so was because I reported on the story of Sally Clark. Now, remember, she was convicted in 99 for killing two baby boys, principally on, there was statistical evidence and there was a theory. The theory was put forward by Professor Sir Roy Meadow: unless proven otherwise, one cot death is a tragedy, two suspicious, and three is murder. And that's wrong, because if it's genetic and the two boys are both the same mum, so they're related, so there's some kind of connection going on there. And actually, the truth is, one cot death is a tragedy, and two is a tragedy, and three is a tragedy, unless there's compelling evidence to the contrary, and there wasn't. But the other thing was that there was a statistic, 73 million to one. That was the chances of Sally killing her kids. And actually, that statistic was nonsense. If you have one cot death, the chances of you having a second are one in 60, not 73 million to one, nothing like it. In this case, what you've got is that Lucy Letby is on the ward when all these kids, seven kids die, eight kids attempted murder. Therefore, she must have done it. But the chart is wrong. The chart is grossly unfair to Lucy Letby. And all the chart tells you is that she worked at that unit a lot. It doesn't really tell you what's suspicious and what's not. That is a very, very subjective judgment. And that was reached by the Crown Star witness, Dr. Dowie Evans. And yesterday, I asked Dr. Shu Li, is a Canadian professor of neonatology. I asked him how many papers on neonatology he'd written. He said 400. And Dowie Evans has written none. Now, he's written one about paediatrics, but not about this. So from the get-go, I understood that there was something wrong with the statistics in this case. Yesterday, we heard compelling evidence from one of the best professors of neonatology in the world and his team, who are equally eminent, who say there were no murders, there were no attempted murders. This was a badly run hospital staffed by bad doctors who didn't know what they were doing. And Dr. Lee said, if this unit was like this in Canada, it would have been shut down.
All of the circumstantial evidence that was talked about in the trial and that people are talking about as well over the last day, I mean, to a degree, that doesn't matter, does it? If there's not a crime in the first place, kind of circumstantial evidence ceases to have any relevance.
Yeah, but let's go through it.
Okay.
So she writes post-it notes, but she writes post-it notes because under the extreme pressure of being accused, I believe falsely, of serial baby murder, she's starting to crack up. And she sees a therapist, and her therapist says, set it out there, set all the accusations out, set out what you're going through, set out your emotions. And she writes these things on post-it notes, and it's part of her therapy. And by the way, if anyone out there thinks that anyone under extreme pressure doesn't make a mistake, then they're wrong. I mean, I've been under extreme pressure in my own life as a journalist, and I've made mistakes, and that's very, very human. But you're Irish. You've heard of the Birmingham Six and the Guildford Four. You know, the British courts can sometimes get things horribly wrong. So it helps talking to this audience to say, well, hold on. There is, and let's remind everybody, there is no evidence, nobody ever sees, there's no video of Lucy Letby ever harming one of these babies. It's all circumstantial, and the person who's drawn it all together is the guy who knocked on the door of the police. His name is Dowie Evans. Now, we don't know how much he was being paid for this, but maybe one number is 600,000, another number is more than a million. But certainly a lot of money because he's done a lot of work. But the work he's done is to say guilty, 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 guilty. By the way, and we put it in our podcast, we interviewed the professor of statistics at Warwick University, who was hired by Cheshire Police to advise on statistics. And she wrote a report saying the way this has been done, the first, you know, the shift, the duty roster, it's wrong. And she was fired. So I would imagine she would have been paid a couple of thousand quid for that. And Dowie Evans paid a lot more. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't believe what he's written. But I am saying that there's this team of international experts who are way more qualified than he ever was. And he was never an expert in neonatology. He was a general paediatrician. But nevertheless, you know, there is this enormous amount of intellectual and scientific firepower saying there were no murders. This is a badly run hospital.
That point you raise, it's an important one, you know, that it's not that he necessarily, you know, didn't believe what he was writing. Rather, he wasn't the qualified person to write it or to make the claim. It kind of brings us back to the Guildford Four you mentioned, whereby it did seem kind of on foot of evidence that came out years later that certain officers and certain members of the judiciary, the kind of the legal system, knew this was kind of spurious. They knew it was wrong and they didn't care. What mattered was kind of getting somebody and fingering somebody for this crime. The other end of the spectrum in terms of miscarriages of justice are whereby, and we see this, you know, in other instances as well, investigators kind of get a tunnel vision. They decide what the outcome is going to be and then the evidence is kind of made to fit it. And not in a conscious way, almost in a subconscious way. I wonder which you think happened here.
This is different to the Guildford Four or the Birmingham Six case. And there's no evidence that any of the people who have led to Lucy Letby's convictions have acted evilly. They have acted what they think is properly, but nevertheless, you can have confirmation bias and you can make terrible mistakes inside that.
John Sweeney is co-host of Lucy Letby, Was There Ever a Crime? The podcast. John, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.